You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. This show, for instance, you can hear it live streamed on your handheld, or, again, go to clevelandbrowns.com afterward and listen to it that way. Lots of ways you can get to us.
Indeed.
Want to do more? Well, you know what we got to do is, summarize and review, I think, what we just talked about with the receiver position. So happy to have Eric Metcalf with us. But I think, all right, we knew how this would go down. Josh Gordon, A+. Pretty much everyone else was everyone else. Let's make the exception with Travis Benjamin, because I think there was also an untapped resource there.
I don't think he was utilized as well as he could have been.
Definitely not. And before he was a shortened season. I wanted to see more of him. I wanted him to be more incorporated in the offense. Definitely.
I totally agree with that.
And we know what Greg Little and Devon Best weren't. And I'll tell you this. I was more disappointed with Best than I was with Little. I honestly didn't think Little... I thought I knew what he was pretty much going into the season, and he stayed right where he was. He was this guy that you said, well, maybe he will – not you, I mean others said, collectively sort of thought, maybe he'll show this work ethic, this promise. He was doing extra stuff after practice. There was a narrative about him putting the time and effort in, maturing, et cetera, et cetera. And really none of that equated to a guy who performed at anything but – an extremely disappointing, underwhelming level. Best was the guy that I thought would be the difference maker in the slot and should have had, as you point out, even more opportunity to do things with Josh Gordon's presence. And the fact that he didn't, and the fact that there was whatever happened to him that led him to not even finish the season on the team. I mean, it was just a downward spiral for a guy. I know they didn't make that big an investment in him, but I thought we'd get solid to a little better than solid. We didn't even see solid.
No, we saw a disaster. I feel very comfortable in what I say. Greg Little is a guy in his rookie year, 61 catches, 709 yards. Year two, 53, 647. And year three, 41, 465, and two. And yes, he had the good game against Baltimore. Mazel tov. 7 catches, 122 yards. Follows that up with 1 catch for 4 yards, 2 catches for 17 yards. By the way, that's 3 catches for 21 yards on 13 targets. Not impressive. 9 yards, 14 yards. Got back to 68. 4-9. He did not produce anything for this offense on any type of a consistent basis, and in fact reached 50 yards receiving in just 3 games all year. And I threw out the yards per target. He was the worst in that. Let me just throw out one last stat to highlight just how bad Greg Little was
Please
this year.
Please do.
If you look at receivers who played 50% of their snaps for their team this year, yards per route run, Greg Little averaged 0.7, worst in the NFL. The second worst was 1.23. There was nobody else even under a yard, let alone even close to being under a yard, and there he was at 0.7. And when you break it down into guys that played just 25% of their snaps, he, again, was still worst in the NFL, and that's out of 100 receivers. And Devon Bess was fifth worst in the NFL at 0.84. So it was literally as bad as you could be. And then you go to the other end of the spectrum, and who's right at the top? Josh Gordon, 2.7. I mean, think about that for a second. Josh Gordon averaged 2 yards more per route run than Greg Little. That's unbelievable to me. It's staggering, it's shocking, and it shouldn't happen. And that's why when we hand out these grades, I give Josh Gordon, like the movie A Christmas Story, when he has the dream about writing the paper on the red rifle BB gun, and she loves it, and she writes A++++, and she's going around all the different boards in the school. That's what I'm talking about with Josh Gordon. And on the other side, you can do that with the minuses on the F, because it was that bad. And if I'm the Browns, obviously Devon Best isn't coming back. Greg Little's not coming back for me. No. Because if you're going to have off-the-field issues, you better be darn good on the field tolerate that. If you're not producing, in fact, you're producing at an all-time efficiency low, which is what he did, I'm sorry. You're not somebody who's going to be on my football team.
No, you move on from him, and I think that ship had sailed regardless of who the coaching staff was. But you're definitely blowing up. You're virtually going to blow up the receiver position. You have to get that going again. And I'm okay with that because I think the draft is going to help a lot there. I hope free agency contributes some, but these will be part of the critical moves. Now it is on the decision makers. Now it is on the people who are going to scout and sign and acquire and draft to get this element right. In fact, and I'm not going to say it's more important than the quarterback because nothing is more important than the quarterback, but to give any quarterback that they bring in a chance to be whatever he is plus is to have this receiver position addressed sufficiently. What was left in the cupboard, and when you really think about it, and we gave our grades on those quarterbacks and all the issues, I was probably a little hard. I know I was harsher in some cases than you were regarding quarterback grades, but generally speaking, how much success are you going to have when you are not only a team that had three different guys at the quarterback position, six different starters in games, but also that disaster of a receiver position beyond Josh Gordon? And that's really what you had to work with. So
it just makes you almost wonder what numbers would Josh Gordon have put up with Peyton Manning. I mean, it makes you wonder just when you think about how the staggering difference between him and all the other pass catchers on the team, it just makes you wonder. It's mind-boggling, really. I just went back and looked at Pro Football Focus. They've tracked yards per route run since 2008. And in those seasons, so that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 6 seasons, only 3 receivers who have played 50% of the snaps have ever been below 1 yard per route run. And Greg Little tied Bryant Johnson for the worst figure since they've ever been tracking the stat.
What those numbers also, though, have to entail are the quarterbacks throwing the ball. And if you had Peyton Manning on the Browns or Tom Brady on the Browns, I believe even though they wouldn't have, I'd still have questions about their talent. Gordon is putting up better numbers, and probably so is Bess. I think they would have better success because great quarterbacks elevate. So how high they would have elevated.
To your point, though, of addressing the wide receiver position, which to me is a huge priority. If you're asking me right now, we'll get into our free agent board right now. If I'm the Browns, I'm signing Eric Decker in free agency to be my number two receiver and my go-to guy in the red zone because that's still not a part of the game that Josh Gordon has fully developed. And I'm drafting either late in the first, if I have to, or early in the second, Brandon Cooks from Oregon State. And all of a sudden now you have a complete pass-catching attack. And the reason that I say it's almost as important, especially if you're going to stick with Hoyer to get him the weapons, look at what Josh McCown did because of the system and the weapons he had. Having Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey meant that I believe pretty much anybody who stepped into that situation in Chicago was going to put up big numbers.
All right. No, there's no question about that. All right, we're going to get into, we're going to do after further review.
After further review.
When we come back, right? Okay, so it's we got after further review coming up, the segment that is sweeping the nation. And it is.
It doesn't hibernate in the wintertime.
It never hibernates. There's always something for us to review. That's what we do on this show. We review, we preview, we do it all. So he is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's driven by Liberty Ford.
They crashed to the show.